200 airplanes. That's the number sitting on the desk this morning, and it's worth pausing on before we get into what it means. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the people flying and following the industry. Bombardier just delivered the 200th Challenger 3500, and the airplane went to a name that carries some weight on the ground and apparently in the air. Let's get into it. First, the housekeeping. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com and a milestone is exactly what we're talking about today. So the timing fits. Here's what you need to know. Bombardier, the Canadian manufacturer out of Montreal, announced this week that it has delivered the 200th Challenger 3500. That's according to reporting from AviWeb. The airplane is a super midsize business jet, and the milestone unit was handed over to Piero Ferrari, the vice chairman of Ferrari and the son of the company's founder, Enzo Ferrari. Now, the celebrity delivery makes the headline, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Let me walk you through why 200 deliveries in this particular airframe is the part worth paying attention to. The Challenger 3500 is not a clean sheet airplane. It's the latest evolution of a lineage that goes back decades, built on the bones of the Challenger 350, which itself traces back to the Challenger 300 that entered service in the early 2000s. What Bombardier did with the 3500 was take a proven high-cycle platform and modernize the cabin and the flight deck rather than start from scratch. They launched it in 2021 and it entered service in 2022. So when you hear 200 deliveries, understand the context. This airframe family has been one of the most successful super midsize programs in business aviation, reaching 200 on the 3500 variant in roughly 3 years of deliveries. Tells you the order book is healthy, and it tells you the business jet market on the top end has stayed strong even while other corners of aviation have wobbled. Why does that matter to you, sitting in a Cessna 172 or a Bonanza, or flying the line for a regional? Here's the connection. Business aviation is the canary for a lot of what flows downstream to the rest of us. When the super midsize and large cabin markets are ordering airplanes and taking delivery on schedule, that keeps the entire supply chain funded. The same avionics suppliers, the same engine manufacturers, the same parts vendors who build for a Challenger also build, in scaled-down form, for the airplanes further down the ladder. A healthy top end funds research and development that eventually trickles into the cockpits the rest of us fly. Let's talk about the airplane itself, because if you're going to understand the milestone, you should understand the machine. The Challenger 3500 seats up to 10 passengers in the cabin. It's powered by two Honeywell HTF7350 engines. It'll cruise out to about 3,200 nautical miles of range, which puts transcontinental United States flying well within reach and opens up a good chunk of transatlantic city pairs depending on the winds and the load. The flight deck is built around the Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion Avionics Suite. And this is where the 3500 earned some genuine firsts. Bombardier put an eye tracking system in the cockpit as a standard feature, a technology that monitors where the pilots are looking and can be tied into training and fatigue awareness. They also brought in a voice-controlled cabin and a lot of attention to what they call the passenger wellness side, including a seat Bombardier calls the Nuage, which was a clean-sheet business jet seat design. Now, I want to flag something as opinion here, so you know where the reporting ends and where my read begins. The eye tracking technology is the piece I'd watch. Right now, it's marketed on the passenger and comfort side, and as a pilot monitoring aid. But the underlying capability, knowing precisely where a crew member's attention is directed inside the flight deck, has real implications for how we think about cockpit design, automation, and human factors across all of aviation. That's the kind of thing that starts in a flagship business jet, and a decade later shows up in conversations about training standards and safety systems much further down the fleet. Keep an eye on it, no pun intended. Back to the facts, Piero Ferrari taking the 200th airframe is not a random pairing, and Bombardier didn't treat it like one. There's a long-standing relationship between Bombardier and Ferrari. The two brands have collaborated on design language and on special edition airplanes before, trading on the shared idea of Italian and Canadian engineering, performance, and craft. So the milestone delivery going to Piero Ferrari is as much a marketing statement as it is a transaction. It's Bombardier putting a bow on the 200th airplane and handing it to a partner whose name means precision. This affects you if you follow the business aviation market as an indicator, Or if you're a professional pilot thinking about where the flying jobs are, super midsize and large cabin business jets are where a lot of the corporate and charter hiring has concentrated. A strong, steady delivery pace on a platform like this means those flight departments keep growing, and that keeps the top of the career ladder open. Let me put the number in perspective one more way. 200 deliveries in about 3 years is a cadence of roughly one airplane every 5 to 6 days, weekends included. For a super mid-sized jet that carries a price tag north of $26 million, that is a serious, sustained production rhythm. It's the kind of number that doesn't happen unless the airplane is doing what it promised for the operators who bought the earlier ones. And that's really the quiet lesson underneath the celebrity headline. The reason the 200th airplane exists is that the first 100 did their job. Business jets live on dispatch reliability. Operators buy the next one because the last one showed up ready to fly, day after day, cycle after cycle. A milestone like this isn't about the party. It's about a whole lot of unremarkable, on-time departures that added up. That's the whole story on this one. A Canadian airframe, an Italian name, a proven platform hitting a number that says the business aviation top end is still moving. My thanks to AVWeb for the reporting on the delivery. You can always find more at radiohangar.com. This is Tower, wishing you good numbers on your next delivery. Whatever you're flying, ATAS is out.